The weight of secrecy, House Valen's pride, dark allegiance is the price of shadows. I stepped out into the cool evening air, the scent of blooming Everia trees carrying on the breeze. The city's torches cast flickering shadows across the cobblestone streets as I made my way through the winding alleys of Nightforge. My footsteps echoed off the buildings as I walked the narrow lanes that only those familiar with its secrets knew existed. The curators had given me a new task, one that put me at odds with myself. House Valen had asked for help silencing a man who'd overstepped his bounds in the Dark District. Easy enough, one whispered word from the shadows and this troublemaker would be re-educated. But the price of such actions weighed on me like a stone. The cost of using my gifts never stayed hidden long. I found myself at the sign of the Black Rose Order, the emblem above its door etched into my memory as much as the intricate latticework pattern on my hand. Inside, a warm fire crackled in the hearth, casting a cozy glow over the sparsely furnished room. The air was heavy with the scent of old books and stale bread. A lone figure sat by the window, its back to me. I recognized the dark leather armor, the hood's insignia, House Valen. I took a seat across from them without invitation, our eyes locked in a silent understanding. "The man you want silenced," I said, "has an ally, one who won't hesitate to use their own shadows." The figure didn't turn, their voice low and measured. "We know of this threat, Kaelvarn. That's why we've called upon you. Our loyalty is tested when balance is sought over righteousness. We cannot afford another instance of bloodshed on our streets." Their words brought the weight of my actions into sharp focus. Every whisper, every shadow used for correction, held a consequence. And with each step, I drew closer to a threshold beyond which redemption became irrelevant. I nodded, accepting the burden. "I will silence him quietly, House Valen's pride intact." In that moment, as we sealed the agreement with an unspoken vow of loyalty and restraint, I knew my steps into the shadows would be one step further from forgiveness. I spent the better part of the night in contemplative silence, the embers of the hearth dying out as the first light of dawn crept over Nightforge. The weight of House Valen's plea still lingered within me, a reminder that my path was increasingly shrouded in shadows. I rose from my seat, pushed back my hood, and let the chill morning air revive me. With a quiet resolve, I donned the dark leathers from my pack, the softness of the leather worn from countless nights like this. Stepping out into the misty morning, I took note of the silence. The city, though it never truly slept, seemed hushed, as if Nightforge itself held its breath in anticipation. My gaze drifted to the alleys and side streets, searching for any sign of life or movement. I spotted a figure lingering at the edge of one narrow passageway, Kaelvarn's supposed ally. With a flicker of my hand, the street lamp overhead sputtered, and a dark tendril slipped from its base to snare the figure, yanking them into a nearby alley. The sound of scuffling echoed through the alleys as I approached on silent feet. "You must have an answer for Kael," I said finally, my voice low and measured. The captured figure turned, eyes widening in recognition before they nodded curtly, releasing a short breath. It was Ethan, a weaver of lightless silks, infamous for the intricate patterns woven from threads of darkness. Their slender fingers trembled as they pulled free from the tendril's grasp, the air seeming to ripple with dark energy released. "You're the one," they accused softly, "who spoke against him at the last gathering." I offered a measured nod, understanding their unease. We'd both walked the thin line of loyalty and morality on that fateful night. I recalled the whispered words of our former mentor, "In shadows, one wrong step can become a multitude." Ethan's gaze locked onto mine with an unnerving intensity, as if searching for a way back to forgiveness. "Silence him," they pressed, "I beg of you. For those innocent lives that will be claimed, for the price we've all paid already." The weight of their words struck me like an unwelcome rain, not a gentle patter, but relentless and cold. I saw it in their eyes, the weight of our shared guilt, and I knew I'd find myself further down the path from which there's no return. I led Ethan deeper into the alleys, away from prying eyes. The silence between us was a living thing, heavy with the weight of our shared past. I'd known Ethan since the earliest days at the curator's hands, their talent for crafting lightless silks a wonder to behold. Their fingers danced across the threads, weaving an artistry that rivaled the finest master weavers in the land. I recalled the countless hours we spent in the cramped rooms of the curator's training facility, our laughter echoing through the narrow corridors as we experimented with shadows and darkness. Athon's eyes never left mine as we walked, their intensity making my skin prickle. "You're not here to silence Kale for your own sake," they said finally, their voice low and steady. "House Phelan must think you are, but I sense something more in you." They paused, studying me with an unnerving scrutiny that made my skin crawl. "Tell me, have you ever walked the roads of the Ashen Plains?" I slowed our pace, unsure how much to reveal. Ethan's eyes still held a deep sadness, one I'd seen before in those who'd faced the horrors that lay beyond Nightforge's walls. The memories of my own wanderings through those forsaken lands threatened to surface, but I pushed them back. "What concern is it of yours?" I asked gruffly, attempting to hide any hint of unease. The flickering torches above us cast eerie shadows on the walls as Ethan's gaze never wavered. "Kale's silence won't be enough," they said finally, their words like a cold wind on a winter's night. "If you silence him, more will fall. I know what it's like to bear the weight of your choices, to walk among those who whisper behind your back, their faces twisted with fear and resentment." The alleys of Nightforge were no place for contemplation, but Ethan's words had left me with more questions than certainties. I steered them through the winding streets towards a secluded tavern on the outskirts of the district, one where those who wore the shadows as a mantle gathered in secret. The sign creaked above us, bearing the symbol of a crescent moon, a beacon for those like myself and Ethan. Inside, the tavern was dimly lit, the air thick with smoke from pipes and ale-soaked breath. We slid onto a bench at the back, away from prying eyes. The patrons cast us wary glances, recognizing our attire as a language all its own. I signaled for a wine, its deep red hue a welcome respite from the night's shadows. Ethan watched me with an intent gaze, their fingers tapping against the wooden counter in a pattern of lightless silks. "You've walked the Ashen Roads," they said finally, their voice low enough to be mistaken for the hum of a lute. My hands closed around my wine cup, its cool metal a comforting presence. Ethan's words had awakened something within me, memories I'd long suppressed. The taste of the wine was bitter on my lips as I struggled to keep my past hidden. "What concern is it of yours?" I repeated, trying to steer the conversation back onto safer ground. Ethan leaned in closer, their breath a whisper against my ear. "I've seen what happens when one walks those roads without an anchor, a thread to hold onto in the darkness. The weight of choices becomes unbearable. If you silence Kale, more will follow him, people like us, those who wear the shadows for reasons of necessity, not malice." Their eyes locked onto mine with an unyielding intensity, as if willing me to remember what I'd rather forget. The weight of Ethan's words lingered heavy on my shoulders as I raised the wine cup to my lips. I took a measured sip, feeling the bitter taste spread across my tongue. Their eyes never left mine, their gaze probing for any hint of weakness, any crack in the armor I'd built over the years. I set the cup down, the silence between us growing thicker than the shadows on the tavern walls. "You know what it's like," Ethan said finally, their voice low and measured, "to bear the weight of secrets. To walk among those who fear you, yet can't reveal your true self without inviting reprisal." They paused, their eyes seeming to bore into mine with an unnerving intensity. I shifted on the bench, my movements fluid but controlled, a habit born from years of living in the shadows. The patrons around us had grown quieter, sensing that we were not like them ordinary folk living in the city's light. Athon's fingers drummed against the counter again, their tapping a rhythmic accompaniment to our conversation. "I can show you," they said, their words barely above a whisper, "the paths of the Ashen Plains. The roads that lead from one shadow to another." My grip on the cup tightened, the metal cool against my palm. I didn't want to remember those days, the horrors and the weight of choices made under duress. Ethan's eyes never wavered, their gaze holding a depth of sorrow that echoed within me. The memories are yours to keep, they said softly, but consider the cost of silence. Their words hung in the air like the smoke from pipes, weaving itself into the fabric of our conversation. I downed the remaining wine in one swift motion, feeling the bitter taste settle in my stomach. What do you propose? I asked gruffly, attempting to keep my tone neutral, though Ethan's words had set wheels turning within me. Their eyes never left mine as they leaned back, their slender frame folding into itself like a dark flower blooming in the night. I can help you find another way, they said quietly. A path that doesn't require more blood on your hands. I raised an eyebrow, intrigued despite myself. Ethan's words spoke of a possibility I'd not considered, one that might just keep me from walking further down the road from which there was no return. The patrons around us began to shift and murmur, their attention turning back to their ale and pipes. Our conversation had grown too intense for comfort. I leaned forward, my elbows on the counter, as I studied Ethan's profile in the dim light. Their words hung in the balance, offering a way out of the shadows that had claimed me since Nightforge's walls rose around me. Ethan's proposal sent a jolt of anticipation through me, tempered by wariness. I'd long grown accustomed to relying on my own wits and whatever tools I could scrounge from the city's underbelly. The thought of surrendering that control, no matter how faint the promise of success, was disquieting. I leaned back into my chair, studying Ethan with a more discerning eye. What do you propose? I repeated, testing the limits of their plan without committing to anything. I'm not looking for half measures or short-lived solutions. My words hung between us like a challenge, one that required Ethan to reveal the full depth of their intentions. Ethan's gaze never wavered as they leaned forward once more, their hands clasped together on the counter. There's a contact in Nightforge, they said quietly, one who's been watching you from the shadows. They've information we can use about House Valen's true intentions and the strings that move Kale. Their voice dropped to an almost inaudible whisper as they spoke of this mysterious ally, making it clear they trusted me not at all. In the tavern's dim light, their words conjured images of dark alleys and hidden doorways, Nightforge's labyrinthine heart where anything could be bought or sold. My gut twisted with unease as I weighed Ethan's proposal against my own experience within these streets. What's the cost? I asked gruffly, wary of any promise that seemed too sweet to last. Ethan's fingers stilled on the counter, their hands a blur of movement in the flickering light as they poured a glass of wine from the bottle we'd shared. They pushed it across the counter towards me without a word, the gesture both courteous and calculated. There's a price for everything, they said finally, their eyes never leaving mine as I grasped the glass with an uncertain hand. The silence that followed was heavy with unspoken implications, secrets, debts, and the weight of choices made under pressure. My mind whirred through possibilities and consequences, each one raising more questions than answers. Ethan's words had opened a door into the heart of Nightforge's underworld, but I wasn't yet certain if I wanted to walk through it. As I lifted my gaze from the glass, our eyes locked once more, their intensity now tinged with a hint of something almost like compassion, a rare and fragile thing in this city. My hand tightened around the stem of the wine cup as Ethan's words hung between us. I'm willing to help you find another way. The line was drawn, one that separated me from the shadows I'd known for so long. In the tavern's dim light, our conversation had become a precarious dance, each step forward or back threatening to tip the balance into chaos. My thoughts swirled through the possibilities and Ethan's proposal like a stormy river, their words weaving themselves into the fabric of my memories, threads of shadow and darkness that I'd tried so hard to forget. Ethan's profile softened, a rare sight in someone as hardened by life as they were. The choice, they said quietly, is still yours. The air in the tavern seemed heavier with their words, each one carrying a weight that hung on the balance of our conversation like the delicate scales used to weigh silks against gold in the market stalls outside. My fingers curled around the stem of the wine cup as I leaned back into my chair, weighing Ethan's proposal against the costs and consequences. In Nightforge's underbelly, where one misstep led to disaster, their offer seemed almost enticing, a promise that might just keep me from walking further down the road to ruin. "You have a name for this contact," I said finally, trying to untangle the complexities of Ethan's plan and weigh them against my own interests. "Who is it?" My question hung in the air like a challenge, testing the limits of their plan and pushing me closer to making a decision that could change everything. Ethan's eyes flickered towards the patrons, ensuring we were no longer drawing attention before leaning back into the shadows once more. Their words became almost inaudible as they spoke a single name, one that echoed through my mind like a whispered promise, Lyra. The name echoed in my mind as I sat in stunned silence, my fingers tightening around the wine cup. Lyra, a name that brought to mind a whispered rumor of a skilled thief with ties to the Night Walkers Guild, an organization shrouded in mystery and terrorized by its own reputation. Ethan's proposal had just become more complicated, though not necessarily less intriguing. I weighed the potential risks against the benefits, my thoughts racing with the what-ifs. A flicker of movement from the corner of the tavern caught my attention, a figure who'd been watching our conversation with an intensity that bordered on obsession. A hood cast over their face, but I recognized the sharp features and athletic build as belonging to none other than Gavin Thrain, a Nightwalker enforcer feared for his ruthlessness in maintaining order within Nightforge's shadows. His gaze lingered on Ethan before shifting to me, a fleeting moment of curiosity crossing his features. The patrons around us had grown restless once more, their conversations and laughter creating a cacophony that threatened to drown out my inner turmoil. I pushed back my chair, the legs scraping against the stone floor as I stood up. "I need some air," I said abruptly, breaking the spell of our conversation. Ethan's eyes followed mine to Gavin before returning to me with a hint of unease. Ethan slid from their stool, their slender frame unfolding from its cramped position as they fell into step beside me. We wove through the crowd towards the tavern door, the noise and commotion receding as we stepped out into the cool night air. The city's streets were alive with activity, vendors hawking their wares to passers-by, guards patrolling in pairs, and the occasional group of revelers stumbling from one tavern to the next. The air was heavy with the scent of smoke and wet earth as Ethan led me down a narrow alleyway between buildings. "Gavin's not usually so attentive," they said quietly, their voice masked by the sounds of the city. "He's been watching you for some time now." I nodded curtly, my mind whirling with possibilities, including one that Gavin might be involved in Ethan's plan to introduce me to Lyra. As we walked further into the alleyway, the buildings seemed to close in around us, casting long shadows across the cobblestones. The flickering torches cast an eerie light on the faces of passers-by, making them seem like specters from another world. We walked for several blocks, our footsteps echoing off the stone until we reached a point where the alleyway ended and the city's main thoroughfares opened up. I spotted Gavin standing at the edge of the crowd near the Nightwalker Guild's headquarters, his gaze never leaving us as Ethan slowed to a stop. "We're close," they said quietly, their eyes darting between me and Gavin before returning to me with an air of finality. I felt a spark of tension within me, the anticipation that had been building since Ethan's proposal now coalescing into a singular focus. A decision needed to be made, one that would either seal my fate or offer a glimmer of hope in the darkness. The night air was heavy with possibility, and I knew I couldn't keep the weight of my choices from myself any longer. The Nightwalker Guild's headquarters loomed ahead, its imposing structure a testament to the organization's power in Nightforge. Gavin's presence near its entrance was not a coincidence. I sensed a connection between him and Ethan that went beyond mere acquaintances. As we drew closer, the night air grew thick with an almost palpable tension, like the moment before a storm breaks. Ethan's hand brushed against mine, a fleeting touch that seemed to stir something within me, a spark of hope or fear I couldn't quite define. We wove through the crowd, Gavin's gaze fixed on us as we approached. His eyes narrowed slightly as he took in Ethan's profile before shifting his attention to me. For a moment, our eyes met, and I felt a shiver run down my spine, a cold premonition that this was not going to end well. The air was heavy with unspoken words and secrets as we reached the entrance of the Night Walker Guild. Ethan turned to me, their voice low and even. "Are you ready for this?" I hesitated, weighing the risks against any potential benefits. The weight of my choices settled heavier on my shoulders, a burden I'd grown accustomed to carrying in Nightforge's shadows. Ethan pushed open the door, its hinges creaking in protest as we stepped into the dimly lit foyer of the Nightwalker Guild. The air inside was stale and musty, thick with the scent of old parchment and ink. A figure emerged from the shadows, a woman with piercing green eyes and raven-black hair that cascaded down her back like a waterfall of night. Her features were chiseled, her presence commanding attention as she regarded me with an intensity that bordered on hostility. "Lyra," Ethan said quietly, their voice carrying across the room. The woman's gaze flickered to Ethan before returning to me with an unnerving intensity. "This is Kaelin Thane," she said finally, her voice husky and confident. I felt a shiver run down my spine as Lyra's eyes locked onto mine, their piercing green depths seeming to bore into my very soul. Gavin stepped forward from the entrance, his presence like a cold wind on a winter night. "I'll wait outside," he said quietly, his eyes never leaving Lyra before turning back to Ethan with a curt nod. Ethan watched him depart before turning to me once more. Their expression was unreadable, but I sensed a hidden significance in their actions. Gavin's departure was more than just a courtesy. "Let's get this over with," Lyra said abruptly, her eyes never leaving mine as she turned and walked back into the darkness of the guild. Ethan followed close behind, their presence drawing me inexorably towards the shadows that lay ahead. I trailed after them, my heart heavy with foreboding, the sense that the choices I'd made in this city were leading me further down a path from which there was no return. The darkness swallowed us whole as we descended into the Nightwalker Guild's depths, the air thickening with an almost palpable weight of secrets and lies. I felt a shiver run down my spine as Lyra halted before a door hidden behind a tapestry, a portal to the unknown that seemed to stretch out before me like an abyss. "Your contact," Ethan said quietly, their eyes glinting in the dim light. "The one you've been searching for." My thoughts whirred with possibilities as I regarded Lyra, my mind racing with the what-ifs. The weight of my choices seemed to settle heavier on my shoulders, a burden I knew I'd carry into the darkness that lay ahead. "I'm not sure I'm ready for this," I said finally, my voice barely above a whisper. Lyra's piercing green eyes seemed to bore into mine, her expression unreadable as she regarded me with an unnerving intensity. The silence that followed hung heavy, like the moment before the storm breaks, and in that silence, I knew my decision had been made. I pushed open the door, its hinges creaking in protest as we stepped across a threshold that led into the unknown.